This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with warm temperatures in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF struck four new Hamas rocket-firing positions in Gaza earlier this hour. Hamas is intensifying efforts to rebuild its capabilities post-ceasefire. Also, Walla highlights the emerging tension in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. and Iran are working to restore full operations after recent agreements in Switzerland. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF chief addressed rabbis about troop shortages, emphasizing the need for female combat soldiers. Separately, JTA notes that Adrian Boafo, a pro-Israel candidate, won the race to replace Maryland's Steny Hoyer. AIPAC significantly supported his campaign. And finally, I-24 News says Israel and Lebanon are discussing the transfer of areas in South Lebanon from IDF control to the Lebanese army. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, shared minutes ago that an Israeli drone reportedly hit a vehicle near Kfar Rumane in southern Lebanon, killing two, according to Lebanese media. Open source intelligence analyst Osint 613 posted just now that the U.S. Embassy in Kuwait resumed operations. They were previously halted due to Iran's attacks. Jake Wallace Simons, a political commentator, questioned former President Trump's current influence, suggesting he's facing personal humiliation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post details that these targeted positions were newly constructed post-ceasefire. This move underscores the ongoing tension and the challenges in maintaining peace. For residents, this could mean continued insecurity and potential for escalation. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Walla reports that the recent ceasefire and memorandum of understanding aim to ease tensions and restore operations. This strategic waterway is crucial for global oil shipments. Any disruption affects international markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel covers the IDF's appeal for female combat soldiers. The integration of women in combat roles has sparked debate, but the IDF sees it as crucial for operational effectiveness. This reflects broader societal shifts and could redefine military roles. On the political front, JTA highlights Adrian Boafo's victory in Maryland. His win, heavily supported by AIPAC, indicates the strength of pro-Israel lobbying in U.S. politics. This could influence future U.S.-Israel relations and policy decisions. Finally, I-24 News notes the ongoing talks between Israel and Lebanon. The transfer of IDF-controlled areas to the Lebanese army marks a significant diplomatic step. It could foster stability in the region and improve bilateral relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Israeli tech firms have over 500 job openings in New York. Salaries average $148,000, with packages reaching up to $575,000. This highlights the strong demand for Israeli tech expertise abroad. Separately, Globes reveals that Snyke is laying off 90 employees. This round of layoffs is the fourth for the cybersecurity company, reflecting broader industry challenges. And finally, Walla Business exposes a state controller's report on the Israeli Ministry of Finance. It reveals that 26 billion shekels were transferred through a method termed injury time. This raises concerns over fiscal management and governance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.